Rod's Pulse Podcast, number 21, Net Neutrality and Senator Stevens. Hi, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back to another podcast.
It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
That's just a little teaser. I'll play the full song called DJ Ted's Techno Tubes at the end of my podcast. Bet you didn't know that Senator Stevens was a techno enthusiast. Okay, so I'm having a little fun with this episode. I may have mentioned that I wasn't going to renew my usual podcasting schedule until September, but I just couldn't pass up this opportunity to introduce you to network neutrality. So, what is it? Paraphrasing from Wikipedia, network neutrality has become a contested area of law in the United States as a result of competition and merger and acquisition activity between telephone companies and digital cable operators. Telephone companies have traditionally been subject to common carrier rules, but information on the cable networks has been treated as, quote, expression, end quote, that the cable operator can filter at its discretion under the First Amendment. So as telephone and cable companies have increasingly provided the same services and have even come under the same ownership, it has become difficult to justify and manage different sets of rules. So the FCC reclassified DSL as an information service in 2005, the same year that the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the classification of cable internet access as an information service. End quote. Well, it's not exactly a quote. It's a paraphrase. In essence, then, network neutrality was the law of the land, and it was essentially repealed last year by these decisions. So what's been in the news lately? Okay, on June 28, the Senate Commerce Committee, which is headed by Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, failed to approve an amendment to this major telecom bill that would have ensured all internet traffic is treated the same regardless of origin or destination. Internet companies like Google and Amazon wanted the net neutrality rules to ensure a level playing field. Broadband providers, including AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, etc., argue the rules were unnecessary and burdensome, and won the support of the Republican committee members. Still, some Democrat-backed net neutrality regulations made it through, including a, quote, Internet Consumer Bill of Rights. Now, I thought it's interesting. I thought I'd read you the Bill of Rights. There are 9 rights that, if this law passes, we would have as Internet Service Provider subscribers. So the law says, or this section says, each Internet Service Provider shall allow each subscriber to, number one, access and post any lawful content of that subscriber's choosing. 2, access any web page of that subscriber's choosing. 3, access and run any voice application, software, or service of that subscriber's choosing. 4, access and run any video application, software, or service of that subscriber's choosing. 5, access and run any email application, software, or service of that subscriber's choosing. 6, access and run any search engine of that subscriber's choosing. 7, access and run any other application, software, or service of that subscriber's choosing. That seems to cover just about everything. 8, connect any legal device of that subscriber's choosing to the internet access equipment of that subscriber, if such device does not harm the network of the internet service provider. And last, 9, receive clear and conspicuous information in plain language about the estimated speeds, capabilities, limitations, and pricing of any internet service offered to the public. Now, this is all great, but it really doesn't cover a potential 2-tiered system imposed by network providers. Now, you can see the full text of the article in my show notes. I understand that the full Senate vote is to take place in September. So, since network neutrality wording is not in the bill, and the bill passes, this could allow network operators to create a two-tiered system. Small companies, small websites, maybe even universities and hospitals may have to pay more to the network carriers in order to offer the same connectivities to users as we have today. So, how would you like to hear an interview with Senator Stevens? Actually, it's not my interview, but one from Rob at Podcast 411. The very first promo I played it was for Podcast 411 back in February of 06 on my second podcast, RPP number 2, Finding and Subscribing to Podcasts. I played a promo of Podcast 411. It's an excellent podcast. I listen to it regularly. It really is a each podcast is an interview with another podcaster, so it's a good way to learn some tips and tricks of podcasting. So here's a clip from Rob of Podcast 411 as he interviews Senator Stevens.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. And for a little background on today's guest, Senator Ted Stevens was born November 18th, 1923. He is the longest-serving Republican in the U.S. Senate, and he is the chairman of the United States Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. Without further ado, let's get into the interview. Here we go. Senator, welcome to the show. Now, traditionally, I would ask you a first question about what was your first computer. But because you're so involved in the whole internet and net neutrality, I think I'd start you out with this question. When is it that you first used the internet yourself?
I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday.
Okay, Senator, I think we might be talking about two different things here.
Okay, that's a little teaser. I think you will enjoy the full interview. I encourage you to go to Podcast 411. I'll have the URL in my show notes. Now, I also have a link there to Senator Stevens' full speech on June 28th. Explaining network neutrality. Go to the URL posted in my show notes. I think you'll find it to be pretty entertaining, even if it's not done with a tongue-in-cheek interview, to hear Senator Stevens explain the internet. Okay, now for some more PodSafe music. Before I sign off, I thought you might like to hear the entire piece called DJ Ted's Techno Tubes, also known as Ted Stevens Techno Remix, by The Bold Headed Broadcast. Now, it's PodSafe. You can visit the PodSafe Music Network for PodSafe music, some of which can now be purchased outright for 99 cents per song. It's different than iTunes in that there's no digital rights management. You own the file and can do whatever you want with the file. So here we go. Here is DJ Ted's Techno Tubes.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. The other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Tangled up tubes. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially.
I think it's absolutely essential to provide streaming stuff going on the internet.
The tubes. Fiber optic network tubes. I don't have to have that kind of speed. I don't think anyone here has defined what net neutrality is. It's
not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And here we have this one situation. 10 movies streaming across that internet. We are saying that they cannot. I think it's absolutely essential. In the center, whether you realize that, you're asking for regulation for massively invading this world of the internet.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not finished. But when we take fiber optics, really indicate that anyone that wants to use this system for massive commercial purposes, those tubes can be filled. Tangled up tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's streaming. A series of tubes. Why did we do that? Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal internet. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
That about does it for today's program. Thanks very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave me feedback. You can go to rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on my blog. You can send feedback to my email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send me audio feedback by calling into my comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.